Iraq has called for global support in its fight against ISIL terrorists.
Definitely, these confrontations needs help and support from everybody, all the forces against terrorism, against extremism and hatred. And we are grateful to all the support and help that has been extended to our people and to our authorities.
Zebari made the remarks at a joint presser with Iran's Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif in the Iraqi capital Baghdad. He also made it clear that Iraq needs no foreign troop deployment, as there are already enough foot soldiers in the country. Iraq's top diplomat also thanked the international community for staying with Baghdad in its battle against ISIL terrorism. The Takfiri militants have seized large parts of northern Iraq, including key regions and oil-producing areas, since early this year. Their campaign of violence has so far claimed thousands of lives and displaced over 1 million people. In Iraq, the Kurdish Peshmerga fighters backed by Iraqi forces have kicked off a fresh operation in the northeastern province of Diyala. This comes amid a surge of violence across the country that has reached the Kurdish capital Erbil. Altaf Ahmadaz's report.
Shootings and bombings continue to take lives across Iraq. Four people were injured in an explosion which rocked Erbil-Kirkuk Highway recently. The daunting security development was preceded by three car bomb explosions ripping through Iraq's northern city of Kirkuk. Kirkuk blast ended the lives of 18 people and injured 112 others.
We were here at work. Suddenly a huge blast went off. Our cars and shops have been destroyed completely. There were dead bodies everywhere.
Explosions have increased in Kirkuk recently, especially after ISIL started moving closer and took control of regions nearby. But we will not be terrorized by these criminal acts.
Meanwhile, in Baghdad, 11 people were killed in a bomb attack when a vehicle rammed into the Interior Ministry headquarters in Kurada district. Earlier, a terror attack killed 68 worshippers in the Mus'ab bin Umair Mosque in the province of Diyala. Iraqi lawmakers have condemned the violence, holding Takfiri terrorists responsible. Many view the recent surge of violence in Iraq to be directly linked to the advances made by the joint Iraqi-Kurdish efforts in recapturing towns northeast of the country.
ISIL is using these cowardly attacks as a ploy to instill fear and terror in the hearts of the Iraqis and Kurds, especially after losing grip over a number of regions, including Mahmur, Gewer, Mosul Dam, and others. However, these attacks will not affect the momentum of our advance.
On Friday, the Iraqi and Kurdish troops kicked off a joint campaign to recapture the villages of Jalawla and Sadia and Diyala province. The Kurdish troops have also managed to advance some 5 kilometers south of the Mosul Dam to the gate of Zumar.
Kurdish officials say that the recent surge of violence comes at the heels of the fierce offensive launched by the Iraqi and Kurdish troops against ISIL in the provinces of Nineveh and Diyala. They stress that these terrorist attacks will not deter the advance of the Iraqi and Kurdish troops. Altaf Ahmed, Press TV, Erbil.